This is KCUR 89.3. Competitive pinball has long been dominated by men, but that's changing, thanks in part to a Kansas City area woman who is quickly rising up the international pinball rankings. She already has some major trophies to her credit, and, as KCUR's Kyle Palmer reports, she's aiming even higher.
Every Wednesday night, 20 or so pinball enthusiasts gather at the 403 Club in Kansas City, Kansas's Strawberry Hill neighborhood for a weekly tournament. Nearly a dozen pinball machines, with themes like the heavy metal band Metallica and the TV show The Twilight Zone, line one wall. The players, nearly all men, clatter away on the machine's flipper buttons, trying frantically to keep their games going. Amid this jangling hubbub, Carrie Wing stands noticeably still at a machine in the corner, the picture of calm.
I usually stand with my left foot in front of my right.
She drops in some quarters and sends a silver ball ricocheting rapidly around the machine's blinking insides, dinging off bumpers and racking up points. Wing likes the unpredictability of each new game.
It's kind of a combination of engineering and art. And it's made to be fun.
Wing's been having a lot of fun of late. In January, she won the Kansas State Pinball Championship, which was played here at the 403 Club. Wing's steady, calm approach impresses regulars like Jason Scheffelmeyer, himself a past Kansas State champion.
I mean, she's been doing amazing lately. It's just her skills are just like growing faster probably than anyone here at the club.
In March, Wing won the Women's Pinball World Championship in Las Vegas. She was also the only woman to compete with more than 50 men in the Open North American Championship at the same event. Artie Scholes, owner of the 403 Club, says that makes Wing stand out even more.
The majority of players are men, so the fact that she is a woman makes it a little bit special. It's rare, you know, She's definitely elite.
Wing's success hasn't been entirely luck. Her father is a pinball enthusiast who has amassed a collection of more than 30 pinball machines in the basement of the family's Overland Park home. Wing says she started playing as soon as she could reach the buttons.
We have videos and pictures. When I was a baby, he would put me on the glass and I would like crawl around and look at it.
Into her 20s, Wing thought pinball was merely a fun, obscure hobby, until about 6 years ago when she discovered competitive pinball tournaments around the metro. She nearly won the first tournament she joined.
I got second place, and I was kind of like, so close to getting first that drew me in. I wanted to come back and try again.
Wing happened to find competitive pinball at a time the game's organizers were making a push to entice more women to play. Still, at many open tournaments, men outnumber women 9-1. Josh Sharp, co-president of the International Flipper Pinball Association, says that ratio has slowly gotten better as they've begun offering women-only tournaments and set up a women's ranking system.
Helping women sort of dip their toes into competitive pinball in a safe place.
Sharp says Wing has become a star and role model to other female players, in part because she's not afraid to play with men.
You know, you can see all the Facebook comments and whatnot of people that have genuinely felt connected to her.
Wing has heard such things herself. She says after one of her very first open tournaments competing with men, she says a crowd member came up to her.
He's like, "You have no idea how important that was for my daughter to see that." You know, she sees another woman doing well, and that tells her, oh, women can play pinball too.
Wing is now ranked 5th on the Women's World Power Rankings, but remains far back in the overall standings, around 300. But that only seems to feed her ambitions. She says one day she wants to be the highest ranked player in the world, man or woman.
It's a very lofty goal, but recently it's become a little bit more attainable.
Given the way the ball bounces, crazier things happen in pinball all the time. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Kyle Palmer.